Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show visits the genre of war criminals, which was invented and became popular after the Second World War. I hope you enjoy the show. It's funny how the film business can suddenly catch on to a topic. Take the Vietnam War, for instance. As soon as the war finished, there was a flurry of films about it, or films set in the environment. Just after the Second World War, the same thing happened with war criminals. In Edward Dimitrik's Cornered in 1945, Dick Powell played a Canadian airman, keen to discover who had murdered his French wife. He finds out it was a French collaborator, so he sets out to find him. It has a film noir feel about it, but this was new territory, and Powell ends up in Argentina. Here's the excellent opening music by Roy Webb. The subject matter is perfect for film noir, and in 1946 came a few of them. In Phil Rosen's Step by Step, the excellent Lawrence Tierney helps Anne Jeffries out of a jam and ends up uncovering a ring of Nazi spies in California whilst falling in love. In Orson Welles' The Stranger, Edward G. Robinson is a war crimes investigator who arrives in a small town in Connecticut to try and unmask a hiding Nazi, played by Orson Welles. It's a well-paced noir featuring a good contest between the two, although about 30 minutes of the film was cut by International Pictures, much to Welles's disgust. However, there's a great score by Bronislaw Kaper. Here's the opening credits music. In Henry Hathaway's 13 Rue Madeleine, James Cagney knows there's a double agent, Richard Conti, in his spy setup and decides not to unmask him, but to feed him false information about the imminent D-Day landings instead. It's not usual territory for Cagney or Conti, but they both do a good job. The story was based on fact, and Hathaway used most of the actual locations to retain credibility. David Butolph provided the score, and here's the opening titles music. Then Hitchcock tried his hand at the subject with Notorious, with Cary Grant, Ingrid Bergman, and the great Claude Rains. Ingrid Bergman, playing the daughter of a convicted Nazi, is recruited to spy on some of her father's friends living in Rio de Janeiro. Roy Webb provided the score, and here's his suite. There was a pause during the 50s and 60s, and then war criminals became a popular subject again in the 70s. The excellent The Odessa File, 1974, was adapted from a Frederick Forsyth novel, directed by Ronald Neim, and stars John Voight as an inquisitive German reporter who uncovers a secret organisation of ex-Nazis who are planning something sinister. This is Christmas Dream, by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, sung by Perry Como from the beginning of the film.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Maximilian Schell also stars with Derek Jacobi. 2 years later came John Schlesinger's Marathon Man, about a student in New York whose brother is a rogue government agent trying to track down a Nazi hiding in South America. This is vital filmmaking of the highest caliber, and Laurence Olivier got an Oscar for supporting actor for his portrayal of Dr. Christian Zell. William Goldman adapted his own novel for the screen and did a super job. Here's some of Michael Small's music. Thank you. Then, 2 years later, Olivier turned up again in similar subject matter in Franklin J. Schaffner's The Boys from Brazil, based on an Ira Levin novel. This time, instead of playing the Nazi, Larry was hunting one, namely Mengele, played by Gregory Peck. Olivier gained an Oscar nomination for this role, but I must say I preferred him in the earlier film. The whole film just isn't as convincing as Marathon Man. Here's some of Jerry Goldsmith's suite. Costa Gavras made Music Box in 1989, with Jessica Lange giving a fine performance as a lawyer defending her father when he's suspected of war crimes. It was written by Joe Esterhaas, who wrote Jagged Edge and Basic Instinct, and Jane Fonda was paid $1.25 million in compensation when the lead part was given to Jessica Lange instead, who subsequently got an Oscar nomination. Here's the beautiful music by Philippe Sard.
Thank you.
In 2001, István Szabó made Taking Sides, with Harvey Keitel investigating Wilhelm Furtwängler, a controversial conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, for possible war crimes. Stellan Skarsgård gives a great performance as the troubled Furtwängler, and Birgit Minichmayr is also good as Keitel's secretary. This is Franz Schubert's String Quintet in C major, second movement. They still crop up from time to time. In 2004, Iton Fox made a very decent Walk on Water, with Lior Ashkenazi playing an Israeli agent charged with getting rid of a very old Nazi, but he gets involved with the family along the way. Knut Berger also stars. This is Cinderella Rockefeller by Esther and Abby O'Farim.
Very kind.
I love your jazz.
Razzmatazz.
I love your
Cinderella.
Then in 2012, Peter Weber made The Absorbing Emperor, in which Matthew Fox, as an investigating US general, is given the difficult task of assessing whether the Japanese emperor is complicit in war crimes or not. Give it another 10 years, and who knows, there may be another run on war criminal films. Here's the opening titles music from Emperor by Alex Heffes.